This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora has put a moratorium on the use of the sedative ketamine, which was used on Elijah McClain before he died. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The Aurora City Council on Monday night voted unanimously to temporarily ban the use of ketamine. The sedative was used by paramedics on Elijah McClain when he was detained by Aurora police in August 2019. Councilmember Curtis Garner wanted to put a moratorium on its use while the city reviews McClain's death. That review will make recommendations, which could include suggestions about how paramedics use the sedative. The ban will last 30 days after a final report based on the review is submitted to the city. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Colorado Springs has tentatively chosen the members for its new Police Accountability Board. The Gazette reports the 11 people come from a wide range of backgrounds and include the leader of the area Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, a former police chief, and a grocery clerk. The city council moved to create the committee after the deaths of several black people at the hands of police, including Devon Bailey, in the Springs last year. The city council will make the final decision on the board members next week. The Denver Broncos lost their season opener last night after giving up a late field goal to the Tennessee Titans. It was 16-14 in Denver. The game was played without any fans in attendance because of the pandemic. The Broncos will try again Sunday against Pittsburgh. Metro Denver has highs near 90 this afternoon. It will be in the 80s in Colorado Springs and in Pueblo, and maybe a little cooler along the Front Range tomorrow. 80s today in Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.